Okay, in this video, we are wrapping up this course. So at this point, you should have your high quality print PDF. You should have your mockups. I showed you in the previous video on doing one of the mockups, but of course, you'll probably want to have more. So you have more cards to show all the rest of your deck. You can also do a short video. Canva makes that easy to do on there. You can just pick one of their video templates if you want to do a video. And there are some additional options. So you can create supplementary material like a PDF guide to the cards if you want, where you go into more detail on the card meanings and some layouts and things like that. But that really isn't necessary. If you want to get started as fast as and easy as possible, you don't need to include that. And if it is something you decide to do, it's certainly something you can use with helping one of the AI text generator tools like ChatGPT can help you put together some of the content that you would need for that, like expanded card meanings and things along those lines. Now, you can also create high-resolution JPEG downloads as well if you also want to provide those to people. You basically, once you have your finished cards, you would go ahead and have those JPEGs, which I showed you in the previous video, how you download those for your mockups. Well, you can use those as well to create and just share with people, but you do need to make them higher resolution. So you can do that with the 300 DPI generator tool that I shared previously, or if you have another upscaler or image upscaler you want to use, that's also an option too. Now, as far as listing and selling on Etsy, this is relatively straightforward. You just fill out the information. I do want to show you, though, there is a new option. And then you'll also want to put in your listing description if the item is created with the help of AI. I would say help of AI in the listing description. You could just have something very brief at the bottom as, AI technology was used to generate some of the images, but the final card creation was done by me. So again, you have kind of more of a hybrid, which is the case because you're the one doing the final presentation of your card with your keyword and title and things like that. So I just want to show you over here, once you do your core details, if you say digital files and you put what you have, they will ask you here for this. And it says it won't be seen, and then you apply it. I think it's already been saved. That's why I did that. But then you would also probably want to put something like that in your listing details as well. We have the seller handbook article, which I'm actually going to copy, so we have that available to us. But you can see here, it's seller prompted AI art, which is what you're going to be doing. And so I think the listing information on Etsy will probably evolve a bit more over time. So your item is in the design by seller category, and that's pretty much all they're having right now. And they will have that there, so they're going to be clarifying that here with this type of thing. So that's just something to keep in mind. And again, it'd be something where you'd want to put that you have a hybrid approach somewhere in your listing. Now, in terms of doing your listing, you, again, can use some of the AI text generator tools. You can also use some other tools. I like Rockify. It has a free option here where you can generate, once you have your mockups, you can actually upload your image and your category, and it'll generate the listing, and it's quite good. You could also have it look here at some other listings, and you can get some information from here if you don't want to go straight to Etsy, that type of thing. So, and they have a keyword writer here where you could actually add products. It'll also do title suggestions. So I do like this because I think it has some good information here in terms of helping you put stuff together. But a good way to do that too is just also to go through and look at actual listings on Etsy. So if we say digital affirmation cards, for example, it'll give us some tags for those. So you may already have a tool you use. I've noticed that most people who are selling consistently on Etsy tend to have some type of tool. But Rockify has a nice free tier and has different things. So again, we have our different cards here or tags here that we could select. And then you could kind of, you know, move forward with those and start putting together your listing and things like that. So I hope you've enjoyed this course. It's designed to get you up and selling these digital decks as quickly and easily as possible. And then with this particular video, I was just going over some additional options you have if you want to expand. But with this workflow, you really can have more of a work and a rinse and repeat type of situation, because especially if you keep your options simple with what you're offering, you really can offer and put together a variety of decks very quickly and easily.